Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
You're all very, very welcome back. And look, if you're feeling a little bit down about rain on St. Swithin's Day, think of everybody across Europe where Italy, Spain, France, Germany and Poland are all facing extreme conditions. News just in this morning that Italy has put 15 cities, including Rome, Bologna and Florence, on red alert for high temperatures. The European Space Agency has warned that parts of Italy could experience the highest ever temperatures on record. They're actually calling, Italian meteorologists have dubbed the next phase of the European heatwave Charon, a reference to the ferryman of the souls of the dead in Greek mythology. Lots of you really, really playful and creative out there as well. I love Lego. As an adult, I love it. I'll end up spending a fortune on it. Una also says, I start the day or break it up with the New York Times mini crossword and word. She said, is that hashtag nerd play? Maybe it is. We'll have to ask Dr. Joanna Fortune that. But I wonder, will it rain this afternoon when me and my native county Down face off in the Tailteann Cup final? The cup came into being last year, and here to tell us more about the reasons for its introduction and how today might play out is sports broadcaster Gráinne McIlwain. Gráinne, you're very, very welcome. Can you explain to us just the idea, where the idea for the Tailteann Cup came from?
Hi, Derval. I think the reason it came from basically the Tailteann Games, which is the ancient Irish sporting festival once celebrated every summer. And some scholars reckon that this was first staged near Tara in 1829 BC, long before Greece their idea for an Olympic Games. But it's coming as well as kind of a rejuvenation of the championship that came in, of the All-Ireland B Championship or the Tommy Murphy Cup that existed between 2004 and 2008. And the reason this competition was brought in for was to give counties in Divisions 3 and 4 who had exited the championship the chance to win silverware, to get more games and play and win a championship in Croke Park. So we have tier championships already in hurling. We have the Laurie Maher, the Nicky Rackard, Christy Ring. We have it in Camogie in the ladies football championship. So for me, it's a great idea. It's great to see it coming in. And last year it was a great success in terms of starting off with the Tailteann Cup. So we're hoping that we're going to have another brilliant final today, similar to the one that we had last year.
Is it the dominance or the perception of dominance that the same, you know, teams are winning all of the time that get to those bigger matches? Is that why it was introduced, and was there any resistance to that?
The reason was the way this championship is structured is that every team has a chance to take part in the Sam Maguire competition. So you have your provincial championship, and if you are not good enough to progress in that, what has happened is that you get into the Tailteann Cup competitions. So for the likes of Down and Meath, they had that chance in Leinster and Ulster to progress. It didn't happen for them and they've come down. So for a lot of counties, they're not in the same. A lot of counties are maybe traditionally were very, very strong, Derby, but they're not traditionally they're not strong now. So it gives them a massive opportunity to rebuild, to get new players, to get momentum, to get more games and a chance for silverware. And what really teams have bought into with the Tailteann Cup this year is that if you win it, you're automatically into the Sam Maguire competition next year. So that's a huge prize for the teams today. And Westmeath last year, they really embraced it. And I think for the Tommy Murphy Cup, a lot of teams and players and management and fans and the media, they did not embrace the competition, and it ended in 2008. Whereas they didn't embrace it last year because it gave teams that opportunity to get into Sam Maguire. And what I thought was really good last year with Westmeath and Cavan, they played in the final last year. Westmeath were just so joyous afterwards. And the man of the match of that day was Ronan O'Toole, who scored 5 points, and he spoke after about how proud he was to have won a championship game in Croke Park, and for the first time Westmeath won anything in 18 years. And then there was loads of social media footage, I don't know if you saw that, of teams coming back to Mullingar, and just what it meant to people. So I think that's what we're trying to get into, is that it gives opportunity for teams to win things, and also that realisation it's a stepping stone. And that's what both Meath and Down, who have been the best teams in the competition this year, and Cavan, who unfortunately for them, they got to the Tailteann Cup last year and they were beaten by Down this year in the quarterfinals. So it just means that they basically were out, but the teams have actually embraced this, and it's a stepping stone, as I said, to get into the Sam Maguire competition next year.
So the naysayers, it seems, have been proved wrong. They're, you know, it is a big chance to gain momentum, try out those new players, rebuild your team, and even get hold of some silverware. So if it played out well last year, what about this year? I know at least one of the teams, my own native county, Down, is in the final. What was the path to get there?
Yeah, and I just to very quickly say as well, Deirdre, like the players obviously would love to be playing in the All-Ireland Sam Maguire semi-final today. You know, they all realise that, but they just an acceptance there that we're not good enough to be there. So this is a stepping stone, and hopefully for them. For Westmeath, and just to quickly say as well, Westmeath, that they narrowly missed out in the preliminary quarterfinal spot this year. They lost to Armagh by a point. They narrowly lost to Galway after sending off, and they drew with Tyrone. So it just shows that there is merit in winning the competition, that you actually can progress, and that's what teams are hoping to do. But from Down's perspective, I mean, they've been really impressive. And Down, as you will well know, Derval, was in a very bad place last year in that they lost all their National League games. They lost to Mon in the Ulster Championship, and then they lost to Cavan in the Tailteann Cup. So Conor Laverty from the Kilcoof Hall of Fame has come in. He's taken over that management team as a group of players with him, of course, Marty Clark. And both of them would have obviously previous experience of playing in All-Ireland because they were involved in 2010 when Down narrowly lost that All-Ireland to Cork by a point. So they've gone through the group stages. They've won every game bar that group stage against Meath, and they lost narrowly there by 2 points. And in their semi-final, what I think is a lot of people are like going wow about Down is that they beat Laois by 8-16 to Laois's 2-12. And what Down's huge strength is that they get goals. They're a really pacey, mobile, counter-attacking team, and that's something Meath will have to be very wary about, is that their capacity of getting goals. And I think if you look back to when these two sides met, I mean, Down kicked 17 wides in that group game. Meath also kicked 11 wides, but what Down would have said was that Meath's defence was really strong that day, and it made them having to take options outside the D. But if, and you can't, you turn it the other side as well, from Meath's perspective, in their semi-final, they beat Antrim, but their defence was quite poor. So it's going to be really interesting to see how do they set up and how do they stop that Down attack and that counter-attack and keep goals out.
Well, for the sake of balance, Grainne, I better not chant up Down. But before I let you go, can you just chat to me a little bit, because you mentioned it there just a few minutes ago, the controversy around the scheduling of the final on the same day as the All-Ireland football semi-finals today, not going down too well?
I think what's happened really is because this fixture is cast a long time ago, and I have massive sympathy for fixtures and for people that do fixtures, because when you put these in stone some months ago, like, nobody can foresee who's actually going to be in the semi-final. I mean, it's Monaghan and Dublin, and I'm from Monaghan, Derval, so I'm not going to stay off Monaghan either. But Monaghan and Dublin, I mean, that's a huge draw, like, it's a huge tie. So, you know, obviously Dublin would nearly fill Croke Park out itself, and Monaghan's in the first semi-final since 2018. So there's massive demand for tickets, and it's sold out. And I mean, that was the way it landed. You know, nobody maybe knew who was going to be in that particular semi-final, so I have a lot of sympathy for that. It is what it is. Tomorrow then, of course, Derry or Kerry are playing. There's an All-Ireland junior final and between New York and Kilkenny, so some people have suggested it's a pity that that wasn't game happening tomorrow. But the fixtures, as I said, has been set from very early on in the year. People knew this was going to happen. So it's just unfortunate that for those fans that can't get to it. But it is on RTE, so you RT2, so you'll be fit to tune in and watch that.
Good stuff. Well, we'll stand on our county biases, and rain or no rain. Grainne McElwain, thank you, and enjoy Croke Park today.